Today's daf is Lamed Tet. We're going to start at the very, very bottom of Lamed Chet and we bet. Kol achadasar yom. Okay, new Mishnah. Kol achadasar yom b'ches kata'ara. Okay, when we talk about achadasar yom, we're talking about the yimei ziva. Remember, the way a woman's cycle works is she starts bleeding. We call that yimei nida. After the next 11 days are potential zeva days. And after those 11 days pass, the next days are potential Nida days again. So starting from day 19, she goes back to Nida. So this Mishnah right now is referring to the 11 days where she's potentially a Zava. And the Mishnah says, she's b'cheskat tahara. We assume that she's Tora in these days. We're going to have to see what's the relevance of that, right? What does it really mean? It means, well, we assume you're not generally getting your period there. The whole idea of Zava is it's not when you're generally expected to get your period. We're going to have four different interpretations, though, about what exactly this means and how it connects with the rest of the Mishnah. Yashvala v'lo badka. Okay, we're now, by the way, this is, why did we get to this? Because we were talking about Nida days and Zava days when they happen during, when you have contractions. And from here, we go back to Nida and Zava. And it's going to really go back to issues relating to the beginning of the Masechet, all about a woman who has to check herself when it comes to, she's dealing with Tum'ah and Tahara stuff. She's dealing with Truma or other things like that. And she needs to do these regular checks. So now, right, which isn't relevant anymore nowadays because we don't have Tum'ah and Tahara. Yashvala v'lo badka. What if she was sitting dealing with taharot and she didn't check. Shagiga ne'ensa hizida v'lo badka, whether she was shogeg, she did it accidentally, or she was ones, she kind of was forced, you know, because of something that happened, she wasn't able to do it, or hizida, or even on purpose, v'lo badka, and she didn't check, tohora, anything she dealt with we can assume is tohora because she's in those zava days. But if she gets now to the time where she's expecting to get her period and she doesn't check, so she's now, right, we're assuming she's impure and anything she touches, right, Rashi says, because we assume when you're regularly expecting to get your period, we assume it comes. Rabbi Meir Omer, if she was hiding, she was scared of robbers or enemies or something like that. We saw this source a long time ago. If she was hiding, the time she was expecting to get a period came, she didn't check. This is an exception to the rule. We assume that the fear causes the blood not to come. Aval, yemei hazava hazava, vishomeret yom kineged yom, hare elu b'chezkat tum'ah. Okay, however, the days of a Zav and a Zava, and a Shomeret Yom Kineged Yom, in other words, if you're in the clean days, then we're going to assume that you're B'chezkat Tum'ah, because you haven't yet gotten out of, right, this is not the Yemei Zav, the 11 days, the Yemei of Zava. Now we're talking about someone who actually did see blood in this time, or a man who had a Zav discharge, which is in blood, right, it's clear. Or someone who's not a Zava Gdola, but saw one Ri'ya, and then they're waiting the next day to check that they don't have blood the next day. Those are not days you could say they're B'chezkat Torah, because they're trying to get out of their Tameh days. So those days, they're B'chezkat Tum'ah until they actually get out of it. So now the Gemara starts off in questions. L'mai Hilchata, what's this halacha for that we started off? Kol achadasar yom B'chezkat Torah. Amar Rav Yehuda, so like I said, we're going to have four interpretations of what this means. She's b'chizkat tahara. Rav Yehuda says, lomar she'ena tzricha b'dika. It means, well, you don't actually, we said a woman has to do her checks every single day, morning, night, remember? But, or morning and evening. But this woman, during her 11 days, she doesn't have to check at all. So now they say, but wait, but what's the next sentence after kol achadasar yom b'chizkat tahara? We're going to basically have to, each of these explanations, there's going to be some part of the Mishnah that's not going to fit so well with them. So the next line doesn't fit very well because the next line says, yashva v'lo badka. What if she didn't check? And then what do we say? She's tohora. Well, that makes it sound like you have to check. Just if you didn't, it's okay. So b'chezkat tahara, remember, Rabbi Yehuda tried to say that it means she doesn't need to check at all, but that doesn't make sense with the next line, because the next line seems to indicate to lechatchila by a bedika, that she needs a bedika. So what do they say? Don't worry about that next line, the line that says, if she didn't check b'dievet, it's okay. Seifa atan l'lemei nida. It's talking about Nida days. So basically, the Mishnah starts off and says there's 11 days of Cheskata Hara, which means no Bedika needed. Then it says if you forgot to check, that's Nida in her Nida days. Okay, that Lechatchila you have to check, but if you didn't, not, right? Those are her potential Nida days starting from day 19. Okay? So now they say, V'hachi kamar, and this is how you read it. Kol yud aleph, all those 11 days, b'cheskat harav lo baya bedika. Aval b'yemei nidata, but it, starting from day 19, baya bedika. Yashva v'lo batka, shagiga, nensa, yizida v'lo batka, tehora. Okay, and then the next line is, higia shat vesta, because there's nida where it's not yet the time of your veset, it's just potential nida days. And then when you get to the day of your veset, and let's say you see every 30 days, so you get to day 30, well then at that point you have to do a bedika. Rav Chista Amar, so that was one interpretation. So again, the interpretation here, just so we get it, is those 11 days, she's b'chazkat hara, no need for a bedika. Rav Chista Amar, lo tzricha ela l'Rabbi Meir, da'amar, isha she'en laveset, asura l'shamesh. We're talking about a whole different issue here. If you remember, this was a very odd sugya about a woman who doesn't have a regular period, according to Rabbi Meir, cannot ever sleep with her husband, because what are we worried? That having intercourse is going to cause her to bleed. It's what we call dam machmat tashmish. And he says he has to divorce her and can never remarry her. Right?
Because she then can't marry anybody else either.
Well, right. So she could theoretically marry some. Right. Right. Then we talked about that maybe she'll get regular at some point, but we won't let him remarry her, if you remember, because then there's a concern that he'll say, I never really divorced her, and what if... Yeah, had I known, I never would have divorced her. And then let's say she's married to someone else, and then it'll cause mamzerim. So anyway, we're not going to get to all those details. But Rav Chista Amar lo tzricha, so this is all according to Rabbi Meir, who says isha she'en laveset asura l'shamesh. And now we're going to have a bit of it's not going to be so easy to understand either, because now what's he going to say? So hanemile bimei nidata. If you don't have a veset, you're not allowed to sleep with your husband now. It's not true, according to this, you're not allowed to sleep with your husband ever. You just can't sleep with your husband during your potential nida days. Because what does the Mishnah say? And that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. The achadasar yom, even the woman who we're worried doesn't have a regular cycle, maybe the tashmish will cause her to bleed. That's only in needed potential nida days. But when she's a zava, we assume she's not bleeding. And therefore, she's allowed to sleep with him. Okay? So hani mili bimei nidata, v'bimei vata b'cheskat tara kaima. Okay? That sounds very good, except it doesn't make sense at all. Why? Okay, so again, we're now going to say these 11 days are Torah. So the first explanation was you don't need a bedika. The second explanation is no concern for dam machmat tashmish. Right? So we're talking only about a woman who doesn't have a veset, and we're saying that the husband can actually sleep with her in that time period. Well then, why would Rabbi Meir make the man divorce her? Theoretically, they could have sexual relations in that window of time, right? So, ihachi, amai amar Rabbi Meir yotzi v'lo yachziro lamit. So why does he say you have to divorce her, right? Because what do we think? You have to divorce her because there's no way you can ever have sexual relations. If you have sexual relations, well, you know, that's part of the point of being married. So, right, you can't stay married to someone who was ushered to have sexual relations with, but here there's a window every month, the 11 days. So what do they say? No, Dilma atalekukule bimei nida. In other words, we're worried that maybe he'll, you know, if we allow it some of the time, maybe they'll mess up and he'll end up sleeping with her during nida days. But then they say, Hamid katani seifa higia shat vesta v'lo badka. But then it says, okay, so now we're basically saying the subject of the Mishnah is someone who doesn't have a veset, right? During those 11 days is allowed to sleep with her husband, and doesn't have to be concerned for dam machmat tashmish. But the continuation of the Mishnah says, "Hi giyashat ves tava lo badka, v'ichlal de v'yishah sheyesh la veset askina." Because the Mishnah says, when her veset comes then it must be she has a veset, so you can't say the Mishnah is talking about someone who doesn't have a veset. So they say like this, no. What Rav Chista meant was, right, he's the one who gives the second explanation, chisur machasra v'hachi katani. Really, the Mishnah is missing words, and this is how you should read it. Okay, again, we're talking about a woman who doesn't have a regular veset. The 11 days that are her zava potential days, she's b'cheskat tahara v'shar yelabala. Okay, she's allowed to her husband during those days. Ubimei nida asura. But when it's nidades, it's asura, right? And now that will lead to, and that's what Rabbi Meir holds, he has to divorce her because she might end up sleeping with him during the nidades. So now in which case is this? Well, b'isha she'en laveset. Then that's the lead in to the next words in the Mishnah, which is aval yesh laveset muteret utzricha b'dika. Right? So now add the words in, right? Now we're switching from the whole subject of the entire Mishnah is not a woman who doesn't have a veset. That was just for the beginning part. Now it transitions into, well, a woman who does have a veset. Yesh laveset muteret utzricha b'dika. She is mutar to her husband, she just needs to check. We're now just reading the continuation of the Mishnah according to this interpretation. Tehora, right? So then again, it's talking about here Anita, who has a veset, who is not yet in the time of her veset, so she's supposed to do a bedika, but if she didn't, even on purpose, she can still be tehora. But once her veset comes and she doesn't check, tmea. So now they say, okay, so now according to this, remember, the Mishnah in the beginning is talking about a woman who doesn't have a veset. It's according to Rabbi Meir. You have to wonder why the Mishnah is talking about a case. If Rabbi Meir says you have to divorce her, right? So it sounds like you can never stay married in a case like this. So why is Rabbi, right? Some of them are fresh and ask, so what is Rabbi Meir even talking about? And why would you have a Mishnah talking about a case that can't ever be because they can't stay married? So some people say, well, it's talking about until he divorces her or something like that. You could come up with some sort of explanation, but it really, really, really narrows the focus of this Mishnah, you know, that the Mishnah is talking about a very rare case where she doesn't have a veset and he hasn't yet divorced her because he's supposed to divorce her. But now there's another problem. To say that the beginning of the Mishnah is all Rabbi Meir doesn't make so much sense because why? If you look at the third line on our page, what does it say in the continuation of the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir omer, umaytaba machave, v'igia shafas tava lo batka harezo teora, v'pnei shachar dam salakat et adamim. So hami de sefer Rabbi Meir, Reshalav Rabbi Meir. It sounds like Rabbi Meir only chimes in at the end of the Mishnah. It sounds like the beginning part isn't Rabbi Meir. So they say, no, in fact, you can explain it. Kula Rabbi Meir here. The whole thing is Rabbi Meir. Bahachi Kamar. And this is what it means to say. Imlo haitaba machave. If she wasn't in a hiding place, the whole Mishnah, right, until this point is talking about where she wasn't in a hiding place. Rabbi Meir, they're bringing in Rabbi Meir to explain his own opinion. In other words, he's saying, this all is if she wasn't in a machaveh. It's not that Rabbi Meir disagrees with what was said earlier. He's coming to explain. That's all, and she wasn't in hiding. But if she was in hiding, no. Okay, so you could say the whole thing's Rabbi Meir. And again, this is a very narrow case, and it's that weird, you know, that we had a little trouble with saying, oh, that we have to be concerned just because she doesn't have a regular cycle that having intercourse is going to bring on her period at any given point. Okay, and here we're learning something we didn't learn last time, which is that not only, it's not that she's forbidden the whole month. There are times where she's really permitted, but because there's only a small window where she's permitted to her husband, we don't want to let them stay married because they might end up messing up. Also remember, we're going to get to this later, but we've mentioned it, that that eventually they're going to say, you know, Nida and Zava are all, we're going to always be choshesh for everything because there was a concern that women didn't know exactly how to count, well, which days were which, and therefore you could see why, even if you'd say, well, maybe they could be makpid only in the Zava days, well, maybe they'll get confused about which are Nida days, which are Zava days, and that would really create a problem. Okay, you know, explanation number three. Rava Amar, Lomar She'ina Mitama Me'et Le'et. Ah, it goes back to our first sugya, right? It's to teach you, the first sugya of the Masechet, that when she's in Zava days and she starts to see blood, since it's a time where she's considered Misuleket Amim, just like we saw a Muberet, a pregnant woman, or a nursing woman, or a young woman, or a menopausal woman, those women are considered Misulekot Amim. We don't retroactively invalidate their tumors from 24 hours before. Likewise, a woman, even if she is in the days where she is in the time of her life where she normally sees, we're not going to go retroactively invalidate 24 hours because she's in Zava days, which are days she's not really expecting to see. Well, there's a bit of a problem with this one, as there were with all the others. Meitive, so now there's a source that contradicts. Hanida, bahazava, bashomeret yom keneged yom. Okay, Anida, azava, one who's a zava ktana, right, where she saw one day and she's waiting for the next day. Vehayoledet, kula metamo meid leit. So what do you see here? In Zava days, she is metameh meid leit. So they say, tiyuvta. That's in fact a good question against him. Because here it says, right, if you become a Zava, and let's say you only even see one day of Zava bleeding, we're going to be Metame you retroactively. Well, that's someone who saw during her Zava days. That really doesn't seem to make much sense. So this Tana Itik source seems to knock out Rava. Fourth explanation. So again, let's just keep reviewing. First explanation is you don't have to do a bedika during your Zava days, even if you're dealing with Taharot, or if you're dealing with Taharot. Second explanation is we're concerned with Damach Matashmish. Third explanation of Rava is that there's no Me'et Le'et. Okay, no law of going back retroactively. What's right is what we call Dayashata. From here on in, everything's Tamei, but anything you did retroactively is not. Last explanation, Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel, Lomar She'ena Kovat La Vese B'toch Yemezi Vata. It means that you can't create a regular cycle. Remember, there's a whole thing about assuming you have a regular cycle. If you see regularly during Zava days, we don't, right, you generally need three to be Kovei Aveset, although there's a machlok at two or three, right? If you remember, we talked about creating Chazaka in general, there's a machlok at two or three, and this would be the same. So if you see some sort of regular pattern during Yemei Zivata, you're not going to create Aveset. That's what it means, you're Bechezkat Tahara. Okay, you don't create a cycle. What are you thinking?
No, nothing. It just doesn't make any sense, but go on.
Okay.
So much difference.
So Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, Lo shmia li hashmatita. I never heard that before. Okay, what Rav Huna Bar Chiya says in the name of Shmuel. Okay, he says, never heard that from Shmuel. Amar le Abaye, this is one of those cases where Abaye reminds Rav Yosef of things he forgot. Remember, we've seen this many, many times. Adamar Nialan, you said to me the following. Ve'aha amart lan, okay, you said this, haita, and you said it about the following line, okay, and you told it to us, and you said it about this source. Haita lemuda, now we're going to get into vestot, and regular, again, these are periods of time where we assume a woman sees in a regular kind of way, so it's called veset kavua, and then we're going to talk about a veset she'eno kavua. So let's say you have a woman, haita lemuda liyotoa yom tedvav. Okay, every 15 days she sees, v'shimta liyom esrim. And then she starts seeing every 20 days. So what does it mean, limuda liyotoa tevav? It means she saw, right? It's actually four times with a distance of 15 days, okay? Each time there were 15 days. So in order to do that, right? So one, two, three, four. Okay, so she saw four times with a hafresh between the four of three hafreshim of 15 days. So now this is what we call a veset kavua. Now we're going to learn this actually has important halachic ramifications. If you have a veset kavua, okay, let's talk about a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. You don't have a regular cycle, so you have to be concerned for a bunch of different potential patterns. Once you have a veset kavua, we assume we only worry about the veset kavua. But if you have a veset kavua and then you stop seeing according to your regular patterns, then you have to worry both about a veset kavua, because it's so kavua that even though right now you didn't once or twice, until you uprooted three times, you're basically considered still with your Vesa Kavua, but you also started seeing something different, so now you're in a different cycle. So you have to worry about everything. That's what this is going to tell us. So if you used to see every 15 days, Vishinta Liyom Kaf, and then all of a sudden you see after 20 days, Ze Vize Asurin L'Shamesh. So now you can't, so now after the fifth time you saw after 20 days. So after that, we're going to now count both 15 days are forbidden to your husband because we're worried you're going to see because you still have your old cycle, we haven't uprooted it. And you can't sleep with him after 20 days because we're worried that maybe you'll see, maybe you have a new cycle that you're getting, right, that you're going to establish soon. So you can't also on the 20th day. Shinta pa'amayim liyom kaf. What if you saw twice now after 20 days? Still zeviz asurim until you uproot it three times. Okay? Va'amart lan ala. So now what does this have to do with our topic? Well, you said about the following, Rav Yosef. This is what Abaye tells him. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Notice he says, I didn't hear from Shmuel, but now he's reminding him that you even said this in the name of Shmuel. Lo shanu ela tetvav litfilata. Shehen kaf bet liriyata. Tehatam bimei nida kaila. Aval tetvav liriyata. Tebimei zivata kai lo kav'a. Okay, so remember, where do we start? Rav Huna Bar Chiya said in the name of Shmuel that you can't be kovei aveset bimei nidata. Now, bimei zivata, sorry. Now, if it's every 15 days, well, you're going to end up in yimei zivata, right? In other words, when we talk about a cycle, when do we usually talk about it? From the beginning of the time you last had your period, right? So the day you got your period. So if you have every 15 days, well, 15 days from your period is going to be in your Zava days, right? Because Zava days go from day 11 to day 18. So Rabbi Yehuda, and that's Rabbi Yosef, said that he heard from Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, we're not talking about Lo Shanu Ela. We're talking about Tedvav Litfilata. It wasn't 15 days after her first cycle, after she got her period the first time. It wasn't, as I explained it, every 15 days she gets a period, which seems like a bit of an odd case anyway. It's 15 days from after she tovels, okay, which gets her to what day? Right? Remember, in the days of the Gemara, so she gets her period on day 1, right? On day 8, she goes to the mikveh. 15 days later is going to be day 22. Okay, so what does this mean? It means every time she sees on the 22nd day. That already is in your Nida days. Okay, so he says, so let's read it again from the beginning. Lo shanu ela tetvav litvilata, shehen kaf bet liriyata. That comes out to 22 days from the day she saw. And why did he say that? Dahatam bimei nidatakai. Because then she's creating this cycle during Nida days. Aval tetvav liriyata, to bimei zivatakai. But if you're really talking about 15 days from the day she saw, that would be smack in the middle of Zava days. We're not Kovea. Okay, so there he tells Rav Yosef, you actually said this yourself, that you can't be, and that's what it means. If you didn't get it before, that's what it means. If you were to see every 15 days, you're not Kovea for days that are Zava days. We don't count that. Amar Rav Papa. So now comes Rav Papa and he says, Amarita l'shmata kamei Rav Yehuda midiskarta. Okay, I said the following in front of Rav Yehuda of Diskarta. Mikba lo kava. So I understand. Yimei Ziva, according to this, you can't be Kovea Veset. Okay? You can't. If you saw three times during your Yimei Ziva, we don't count that. But, Mahu de Nechushla. Mechush Mahu de Nechushla. Should we, though, be concerned? What does it mean, be concerned? Even though we're not going to say it's a Veset Kavua, maybe we should say that you still have to worry at least for the next month. Okay, that's considered, we're concerned for it, even though we won't establish a Vesa Kavua based on it, but we should be worried that maybe you're going to see every 15 days, even if they come out, right, even if it's Yimei Ziva. So, Ishtik V'lo, Amalei V'lo Midi. Okay, so Rav Papa asked the following question of Rav Yehuda Midiskarta, and Rav Yehuda didn't know the answer. So, Amar Rav Papa says, let me try to answer the question myself. Nech Ze Anan, let's look here. Here's a source. Haita Lemuda Liot Ra Liyom Tepav. Vishintali Yom Kaf. Okay, now we're talking about she sees on the 15th day, and then she switches to the 20th day. Okay? This is now, one second, I'm pretty sure that now we're switching not every 15. What we mean here is on the 15th day of the month. Okay? My mistake. The next one's going to be that. This is still every 15. So if you were normally see every right, every 15. This is exactly the source we saw before. Sorry, my confusion. This is the source we saw before. If she's lemuda liyot roha liyom tefa, v'shinta liyom kaf, ze v'ze asurim, v'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela tetvav l'tfilata, shehen kaf bet l'riyata. V'shinta liyom kaf zayin, d'chi had, one second, v'shinta liyom kaf zayin, Right. Okay, so what happened here? Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, what are we talking about here? The case is where it was tedvav l'tfilata, meaning it wasn't every 15 from the day she first got, exactly as we explained before, which really comes out to day 22. And then when she sees now every 20 days, right, what happened? It's really the 27th day. Shintali yom esrim v'sheva. Dechihadre va'atu esrim v'taratin. Now, when the next cycle comes, when's her 22nd day counted from? Right? Kaimalam b'toch yimei zivata. Okay, now what happens? He's going to say that when we now count, okay, we're going to count from. So, okay, let's try to put it on the board a little better. We have the woman who starts out on day number 1. Day number 8 turns into her Nida days. Then she sees 15 days from the day she went to the mikveh, that's 22. That's going to be in her Yemei Nida, right? But then she sees, okay, after she has this regular cycle, okay, three times this happens, Then the next time she sees on day 27. Now, what did we say? She needs to check for both. Okay? Now, checks for both from when? So he's assuming, even though now she saw on day 27, okay, he's going to say that she checks from the day she was expecting to get her period on the 22nd. Now, if you count 22 days from there, right, Tchihadru Va'atu Asrim V'Taritin, and you count 22 days from day number 22, okay, you're going to end up in, okay, so now there's a good chart if you have a Shantin, okay, it shows it all, okay, but let's just go through it. Since she sees on day 27, day 27 becomes her day number one of her new Nida cycle, right? Oh, you don't have it in
the Hebrew one?
Oh, in the Hebrew one? Oh, and you don't have it in English? Okay. So, so let's just go through it. Anyway, even for those who don't have it. So day 27 becomes your day number one of your new cycle. Now, count. So now you have another, right? The eighth day of there, right, is going to get you to day number 34, okay? Then you're going to count another 11 days. That's going to get you to day 45, okay? So day 45, right? So from day 35 through, 34 through 44, right, including 34 and 44, right? That's how we're going to get to 11. Those are your Zeva days. Now count 22 days from there. Where is that going to get you? You'll be on day, from 22 to... Why would it be? It should be 44. Here it says 43. Yom Esrim Vishnaim. I guess right. It's the 22nd day. Comes out to day 43. So now he says, look, if you're going to be Choshesh for the 22nd day after, right, you saw only on day number 27, but you're going to be Choshesh for the 22nd day from day 22, that's going to get you out in the middle of your Zeva days or toward the end of your Zeva days. But either which way, you're going to be Choshesh in your Zeva days. So what do you see? We are Choshesh in the Zeva days. You see that? Because this case would get you that you're Choshesh in the Zeva days. Okay? That's what he says. So let's just read that inside now. Okay, so again, Rav Papa said, right, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Oshanu Ela Tevav L'Tfilata, I'm going back to the beginning of this Amud. Shehem Kavbet L'Riyata, right, they're 22 from the day she saw. Vishintali Yom Kavzayin, D'chi Hadre V'atu, Esrim V'tarti, when you do another 22, Kaim Alam B'tochi Mesi V'ata, V'katane Zevezeh Asurin, and it says, both 22 is Asur, and 27 is Asur. 27, obviously, you'll be already in the new Nida days, but 22, you won't be. Alma D'chashinana, now, what's the one assumption he made that isn't necessarily an assumption, though, that you need to make? She got her period on day 27. Now, if you know halacha lamasa, how does this work? Halacha lamasa, when we talk about you had a regular cycle, let's say you see every 30 days, okay? And then the next month, or you see every 30 days. The next month, you for some reason see after 35 days, okay? So now, when do we start counting the following month? From the day you saw, not from the day you were expecting to see. Rapapa's whole logic is, well, we're going to obviously count from day 22, the day you were expecting to see. So they say, right, the kasava of Papa, he must hold, Esrim Vitarti me Esrim Vitarti Menina. The 22 days you count, you're supposed to count from the day you were supposed to have gotten your period from your Vesa Kavua. Nida upitcha me Esrim Visheva Menina. But when you start counting your new Nida days, they start from day 27, from the day you actually bled, because that's where your Nida day starts. So that's how we got to this whole count, because the Nida day started from 27, but the checking, oh, maybe I'm still in my old Vesta, came from day 22. Okay, so if you go with that, then Rav Papa concludes, in answer to his question, as if you're going to count from day 22, this source proves that you are Choshesh, even if it's in Yimei Zava. Okay? Yimei Ziva. But we're obviously going to say, Amar le Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua le Rav Papa, Mimai, why are you assuming that we count from day 22? Dilma Esrim V'tarti, Nami Me Esrim V'sheva Manina. Maybe you count your 22 from the 27th day, from the day you actually got your period, which is the way we generally do things here. In which case, D'chi Hadru V'atu Esrim V'tarti, if you're going to count 22 from 27, well, already Kaim Alabi Tochi Me Niduta, because we're going to be 5 days later. We'll be in day number 48, in which case you're already past the Zeva days and you're already in potential Nida days. Okay, so now there's a big debate here because he says Mima. Okay, this basically says you can't prove it from that source, which means that we're still left with the question, do you have to be choshesh or not? And the question is never really answered. And there's a debate among the mefarshim where we go with this. If your date comes out during Zava days, do you have to be concerned or not? Okay? It's not clear. Because all he's saying is, mimai, dilma, maybe you're wrong about where you start counting from. Okay? The hachinami mistabra, and also, it's logical that you wouldn't start counting from day 22. Why? And it brings an example from a tarnagol, okay? From a hen that lays eggs. De'ilo temahachi, if you don't say that, here's an example. Hai tarnagolta deramya yoma v'kavsha yoma. Every other day she lays an egg. V'ramya yoma v'kavsha yoma. Okay, every day she lays an egg, and then the next day she doesn't, right? She holds her egg back. One time, though, kavsha tre yome beramya chad yoma. She stopped for 2 days, didn't lay an egg, and then laid an egg after the next day. Ki hadra, when she goes back to her original pattern, nakta, kihadra nakta, when she goes back to original every other day, kidilakame nakta, okedme kara nakta. Al korcha, kidilakame nakta. In other words, if she sees every other day, so let's say she lays on Sunday, not on Monday, she lays on Tuesday, not on Wednesday, then she doesn't lay Thursday, Friday, then she lays on Shabbat. So when she now goes back to every other day, are we going to start from the day she was supposed to lay six and say, well, now it's every other day from Friday? Or are we going to say, oh no, now that she laid on Shabbat, we're going to start the new count from Shabbat. Obviously, we're going to start the new count from Shabbat, right? We're not going to say, oh, it's every other day from the day she was supposed to have laid. No, she messed up her pattern once, but now she's going to go back to her regular pattern. So therefore, we're going to count from the 27th and not the 22nd. It just makes sense. Amalei Rav Papa.
But don't you have to wait 3 months to totally absorb the form of pattern?
Yes, that's also true. But what's your pattern here? Your pattern is every 22 days, but your every 22 days that you're still keeping is going to have to start from when you actually got your period, from day 27. Okay, it's not going to make any sense. It's exactly the chicken, the hen, the example. Because if it's a pattern, it's a pattern. And if you mess up your pattern, well, we're assuming your patterns are going to continue from your new pattern. We're not going to say you go back to your old. It doesn't make so much sense. Okay, so now, Amalei Rav Papa. Okay, now Rav Papa says, okay, he doesn't really respond to this, but he tries to just prove that we count from the day that you should have gotten it. Okay, he's going to try to prove it from another sugya, and this is a sugya we touched upon earlier in Daf Yud Aleph. Amalei Rav Papa, Elahada Amarish Lakish, Isha Kovat Laveset Betoch Yimei Zivata, Ve'ein Isha Kovat Laveset Betoch Yimei Niduta. Okay, this is when a woman's bleeding, and she's in the middle of her nida days, and then the day that you normally get your veset is in the middle of your nida days. So Rish Lakish says, right, let's say you bleed once on day number one, and then you bleed again on day number five, and five was your, right, let's say now we're moving to days of the month, okay? Let's say the fifth of the month was your veset. So Rish Lakish says, if you bleed on the first day of the month and the fifth of the month, well, that's not going to be Koveya Veset because you really are bleeding on the first. The first counts and not the fifth. And if you're, let's say, twice you had seen on the fifth of the month, and now the third time you saw on the first and then the fifth, that's not going to count as a Veset to establish five because you already started bleeding earlier. But if that fifth day ended up in your Zava days, then you would actually count it, okay? The assumption is Rish Lakish is saying not in your nida days because you normally see blood then and therefore it's not going to work. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar Isha Kovat Laveset Betoch Yimei Niduta. You could actually establish a period during your nida days. So now they're going to say, Rav Papa's going to say, Hey Chidami, what's the case? Lav Kigon Dechaza. Now they're going to say, isn't the case like I just explained? Which is, okay, let's put it on the board to make it easier. Lav Dechaza. De Reish Yarcha, okay, now here he's giving right, a little different than I said. You saw on the first day of the month, the first month, V'chamisha B'Yarcha, and you bled on the fifth day. Okay, the assumption here is you didn't have straight bleeding, you bled on the first, you bled on the fifth. Next month, what'd you do? V'Reish Yarcha V'chamisha B'Yarcha. You bled on the first, and you bled on the fifth. V'Hashta, and then the last month, Chazai V'chamisha B'Yarcha. U'V'Reish Yarcha Lo Chazai. The last month, you only saw on the fifth of the month, and not on the first. V'ka'amar, Isha kovat laveset betoch yimei niduta. Okay, and then he said that Isha is kovat veset betoch yimei niduta. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says, in this case, you would be kovat veset betoch yimei niduta, meaning Even if it's in the middle of your nida days, this is what we call mayan patuach, mayan satum. We talked about this in the way beginning of the Masechet. When you see the first 2 months on the fifth of the month, you're basically seeing from a mayan patuach. You're not starting your bleeding then, okay? You're in the middle of, because you already started your bleeding a few days before. So comes Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, according to Rav Papa's understanding it, you could be kovat beset patuach yemeini juta. So what do you learn from here? Alma meresh yarcha manina. In other words, what are we basically saying? That, okay, this is a little bit of a jump, okay? It's not exactly the same thing, but he's saying, really, we're counting from the first of the month, even though she didn't bleed on the first of the month. Because we're going to say this establishes a veset. You follow? It's almost like she has a regular cycle. It's almost as if we're going to assume she might have seen on the first day of the month. So even though she didn't, it's like we're assuming that it goes from the day she should have seen. Okay? Even though she didn't. And there they're making the jump to us. That's what Rav Papa says. So then they answer back, Amarlay. Okay, so Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yoshua, says back to him, because he was the one arguing with him before. He says, Okay, Amarlay, lo. Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan, you misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan's case. It's not where the veset is established from days that were the middle of her nida bleeding. No way. Nobody would think that because you can't be kovah any sort of veset once she's already been bleeding. That makes no sense. The veset is from the day you start bleeding. So this hay that's in the middle, right, the first 2 times you saw after having seen 5 days before, that can't possibly, you can't establish a veset for the fifth day. That can't possibly be what Rabbi Yochanan's saying. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a different case. Kigon dechazi reish yarcha, v'reish yarcha. Okay, you saw on the first. Then you saw again on the first. The next month, what happens? V'esrim v'chamisha b'yarcha. You now see on the 25th, a few days of the month that you saw on the first. And then, v'reish yarcha. And then, right, you stop bleeding after you saw on that one day. And then you start bleeding on the first of the next month. That's when he said you could be kovea an yimei nida. Okay, why? Damrinan dame yitera hu di tosfuba. She had some extra blood gathering up, ready to come out on the day of her veset. A little bit dripped out on the 25th day, but it didn't really start her period. And really, it's only what we call, only when it comes from a mayan satum. Only when it comes from nowhere. You can't have it. You can't be kovea veset when it's a mayan patuach, right? These cases, the first case was all, there was a mayan patuach. Where, okay, really, it's the first 2 times were from a mayan patuach, where the blood was already coming from before. The only time we don't consider a mayan patuach is if the first day came too early. Then Rabbi Yochanan will say we can go to Be'a Veset for the first, and the first. Okay? And in fact, ki ata rabin v'chol nechute yama, most people say all the nechute, not the nechute yama, right? Nechute yama are those who come from the sea. Rabin was part of all these people who came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. When Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amruaka, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yoshua, he said that the Masoret in Eretz Yisrael was the same as Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yoshua, which shows that what, again, this doesn't prove Rav Papa's point. It doesn't disprove, but it doesn't prove it. Rav Papa kept trying to prove, oh, from here you can see that even if you didn't see, we count from the day that you were supposed to have seen, right? And that's why we establish it. We can't establish a veset on the fifth because we count as if you had seen on the first. We count the day that you didn't see as if you had seen. Likewise, we should start counting from day 22, even though you didn't see on day 22, right, to day 27, which got us to look. We do have to be choshesh for Yemei Ziva. And basically, Rav Huna, Bereid, Rav Yoshua says you can't prove anything from there, and therefore we're left, as I said, still with the question, and it's unclear halacha lamaase where we go with this. Hadron alach benot kutim. Finish the parak. We'll start the fifth parak tomorrow.